Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, are you looking forward to summer?
I really am, Patrick. How about you?
I'm really excited about it too, especially since it begins with my favorite month, Valerie June.
Okay, let's see here. It's Tuesday on March New Music Week.
Yeah.
In April. So figure that out. Okay. No, how it works is once a month, we go back and look at the previous month, new music that we enjoyed, and we invite the listeners to call in or send in recordings, what caught their attention, and then we play those all this week. That's a show. That's how it works.
That's it. That's New Music Week.
It's really fun. We got so many calls this month, so
cool.
Very exciting. All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's just get right into it here. Let's get to, you're going to hear from two callers today, and let's get to the first one here.
Hey, Jim, Pat, interns, community, Jason from New York. Hope everybody's doing well, and hard to believe we're 3 months into 2021. I got two picks. First is Bright Eyes. The cover of Flirted With You All My Life, a Vic Chestnut song. I just think Bright Eyes kind of oversnailed this one. You know, if you look at the lyrics of the song, admittedly, it's a very dark song lyrically. However, the lyrics grab you, and it led me to try and learn more about the song. I came across an interview that Terry Gross did with Vic Chestnut, I guess close to his death. And Vic Chestnut, talking about the song, said, yeah, it's dark, but it's meant to be joyous. And Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes bring that tone to their cover. You know, it's Conor Oberst sings it very somberly. However, there's this outro at the end of the song, which is just a celebration. And to me, I think it's hitting home because it's making me think of the pandemic, that hopefully where we're at, there's light at the end of the tunnel after what was a rough year. So that's the sentiment I'm getting from Bright Eyes' cover, and it's why I like the song. The second I'm going to pick is an entire album. It's Valerie June's The Moon and Stars Prescription for Dreamers. I had heard of Valerie June before this year, but I don't think I really listened to her. Working at home has allowed me to listen to a lot more music. And so when this was released, I decided to give it a shot because I had heard of her, and so glad I did because I love this album. It's been on constant rotation since my initial listen. There's a lot of great tracks on this album, but the two which sold me is the opener, Stay, just because it was the first introduction to Valerie June's voice. Also a great song on its own. And the song Call Me a Fool, which has this classic 60s soul feel and kind of Chess Records, Stax Records type of song. And her voice on it just is great. So those are my two picks. Thanks again for the podcast, and everybody stay well and safe.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jason. Always great
to hear from you.
Jason in New York.
Yep.
Okay, let's see here. So let's start with the Bright Eyes cover of the Vic Chestnut song.
Okay.
I am a man. I am self-aware. Everywhere I go, you're always right there with me. Flirted with you all my life, even kissed you once or twice. To this day I swear it was nice, but clearly I was not ready. When you touched a friend of mine, I thought that I would lose my mind. But I found out with time that really I was not ready. No, no. Oh, death. Oh, death. Oh, death.
Okay, that's, as Jason mentioned, you know, it's pretty heavy stuff in the song, and you know, I think it takes some real courage to cover Vic Chestnut because his songs are so emotional, so personal, right? And you got to really put a lot into that to make it work.
Absolutely. And Connor is a great singer. He really is. And he's got such a unique voice. And he definitely is one that would be up for the challenge. That was really, really beautiful. I had no idea that was out there. So I'm going to check that out. I'm a big fan of Connor and also Vic Chestnut. So I was very, very lucky enough to see Vic Chestnut play once. And it was an incredible experience. It really was. It's something you never forget. So obviously, that's really powerful. And thank you, Jason, for bringing that up.
That's great. Okay. The next artist he mentioned is Valerie June.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I think we'll play off that album is Call Me a Fool.
Call me a fool. Call me a fool. Play hard for lonely heart.
That's very nice. I have not yet listened to this new Valerie June album.
Yeah,
but me neither. I plan to because I like her a lot, and mm-hmm. I love her vocal style. I just find it so unique and so like soulful. And there's something about her music too that it's not like bombastic in any way, but it does sort of like lift you up, just you know, a little bit when you listen to it.
Yeah.
You sort of, it's really, it's very pleasing, I think.
Yeah, it's got an internal power to it. It's very, very interesting. And that actually made a very nice segue, those two singers back to back. I could see that being a nice, you know, 1-2 on a mixtape somewhere. So nice call, Jason. Really good stuff. And if you've never seen Valerie June's hair, people, you got to check it out. It's so awesome. She's got like this amazing pile of hair that's really cool.
For sure. Okay, one more caller here today.
All right.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids calling in with my March new music picks. First up is Valerie June's The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. She describes her music as organic moonshine roots music. She has a very distinctive voice, and she really knocks it out of the park on this album. Standout tracks for me were Call Me a Fool and Fallen. Next up is Too Much Joy's Mistakes Were Made. While the last year has been fairly depressing, this was a nice surprise. This was their first album since 1996. That's 25 years, if my math is right. They didn't miss a beat with their witty power pop intact. Standout tracks here are the lead-off Blinding Lights of Love and Uncle Watson Wants to Think, featuring some guest vocals by none other than Joan Osborne. Next up for me was Neil Francis with his Changes Demos album. I missed Neil's 2019 album, Changes, so I'm glad he recently came into my orbit. And Neil is a Chicago-based singer-songwriter and keyboardist who records on Karma Chief, which is an imprint of the always great Coal Mine Records. Changes deals with his past substance abuse problems, which led to him getting kicked out of his former band. Sounds kind of familiar, like one of my other favorite artists, Jason Isbell. Check out the title track, Changes, from the new Demos album, and then I suggest everybody revisit his 2019 Changes album. Last up is a cover song that I picked from Waxahachie. So Katie Crutchfield just released a new version of her outstanding 2020 St. Cloud called St. Cloud Plus 3. This one has three cover songs tacked on to the end. Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia, Dolly Parton's Light of a Clear Blue Morning, And the one that I really liked was a cover of Lucinda Williams' Fruits of My Labor. Well, that's it for March. Again, it was a great month, and thanks for everything that you do, Jim and Patrick, and the interns, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Always great to hear from Keith.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah. Such a great man and a nice person and so valuable to this community. And obviously, he's on the Valerie June wavelength as well. Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
I think that's our only little bit of overlap the whole week.
Wow. Wow, that's a good one, though. That's a good overlap to have, yeah.
So you heard Valerie June already. We don't need to revisit that now, but I thought Keith's description was great. Now, the next one he had is Too Much Joy. Remember that band?
Totally.
We talked about them before we had a young intern Sam listen to some Too Much Joy and give us his thoughts. That's right. Remember that?
And then I believe Paul Trapp sent along some CDs to Sam to investigate further. So it was power of the community there. It was great.
I did not know this was out. I love
me neither. Had no idea.
I love the album title. I use this phrase all the time. Mistakes were made. It comes up frequently in my life. I'll tell you that right now. And let's see, there's a couple different tracks here we can hear. Let's go with Blinding Light of Love.
Okay. Frank Booth says, now it's dark. A woman killed in Central Park. Brown sludge pouring out of my sink. Who slipped something in my drink? Secret police and unmarked fans. A tidal wave engulfs Japan. 20 likes from Facebook friends. America.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
Sounds just like the old days, right?
Nice, fine, Keith.
Excellent. Okay, good to hear from Too Much Joy. All right,
yeah.
And then Neil Francis, and this is on an album called Changes, parentheses, Demos, and this song is Changes.
Changes coming to my life.
All right, there you go. That's Neil Francis. I know it says it's a demo, but it really sounds like Nile Rodgers produced that or something, you know?
Oh, it's cool, man. Yeah. I love any song where the rhythm guitar is playing kind of against the main melody, yet making itself like a hook. You know, it was really cool. I mean, it could almost be like a late period Ron Wood riff or something. It's really, really cool. Yeah. That was a nice find.
All right. Good stuff. Now, the last thing Keith mentioned here is some new covers from Waxahachie.
Yeah.
And we'll use that for the playout. All right.
Sounds great. Yeah. Right. Arsing and Lucinda. It's going to be great.
That's going to be cool. All right. Let's see. Three more days this week. And many more listener calls with new music suggestions. So you're not going to want to miss that. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll all talk to you tomorrow. And this is Waxahachie covering Lucinda Williams' Fruits of My Labor.
Baby, see how I've been living. Velvet curtains on the windows too. See the bright, unforgiving light from shining.
Power of the community there. It was great.